Okay, we don't have to know what's going on. We just have to figure out how to get out of here. Get the patrons out of here. Are there still patrons? Am I still here? Where? Where's here? Hello? Hello, is someone there?
Will I see your face before we travel to Carcosa? I do so wish to see beyond your pallid mask, to kiss your lips, and whisper softness into your ears before we travel through the waters to Carcosa.
My face! Can anyone actually hear me? Are you listening?
No mask. I wear no mask.
You have always looked upon my face. Now you see it. And thus, now it is time.
Who are you? My face!
No mask.
What is it time for?
Again? What? Have I seen it before?
I wear no mask.
Footprints in the snow. Sounds from above. My father's daughter. No mask. No mask!
When we last left the agents of Arcel, Regan had helped someone get away from Carcosa. They ran off into the San Francisco streets, and Regan heard a voice behind her.
Well, well, well. That needs to be recast now.
Spinning around, Regan, you see a tall man standing about 6'6". A slight build, but still has fairly wide shoulders, dressed in robes. The robes are a pale yellow color. The hood is up, and they're wearing a yellow mask. It's a canary yellow, and the eyes beyond looks like they may have contacts in, because they are cat-like and yellow. This is how it begins. This is how it begins. You've called me, and I'm here. I'm the gateway between what is true and what you wish was true. That doorway's a entryway between fantasy and reality. It's only a little step from what lies behind you and me and lies. Do I need to take your hand, or will you give it to me?
What do you want? What do you really want?
I want to expose the truth. I want people to see the truth. These masks, you wear a mask, you wear multiple masks. The one that you have on your face is a simple masquerade mask. It'll be dropped, but not the mask that you truly wear between your reality and another reality. Again, shall I take your hand, or will you give it to me? And he reaches out his hand, palm up.
Regan crosses her arms and holds them tight to her.
So alone, they will watch you, and you will see them. In a near flash of darkness, you feel yourself being lifted up, and something has been cast over your head, almost as though you've been stuffed into a sack. You feel your world inverting as all of the blood begins to rush to your head. You're not sure how, but your arms are now crossed in front of you, and you can't move them. It's dark, and you feel fabric on your hands as you're hugging yourself tightly. I guess I had to take it. Rowan, Ross, River, and Ari, you're standing near the theater where the red ladies were at, the ladies in waiting. Vale and Thale, those that are playing Vale and Thale, were given some lines that they need to make sure that they remember. What are you going to do now that you're here at the theater?
Is there anyone that is outside the back door, the stage door?
No, not right now, but you do see that it is propped open by a pack of Newport 100s that's been crushed and folded into a triangle.
Rowan is going to pull the door open just a little bit and peek inside. If it's dark enough, she'll tip her glasses down to try to get a better look.
Inside, you see that there's a few people bustling about, and it's dark in here. The walls are painted black, but you can see that it is just painted plywood. The knots are exposed. It's not filled in. It's pretty rough in design here.
If I can see anyone who looks like they're not immediately in the middle of something, I want to try to call out to them. I don't necessarily want to go inside, but I do want to try to get someone's attention.
So just call out, like, hello.
Like, hey, anyone not busy? Can I borrow you for a second?
A mouse-ish fellow comes by with curly brown hair. It looks at you. Oh, hi. What can we do for you? Oh, hello. And nods his head.
Hello. Glancing over at the two people who are playing the princes.
Excuse me, sirs. What can we do?
Yes, we're looking for some friends of ours.
Oh, certainly. We could be your friends.
No, I'm looking for... we're looking for some specific people. You might know him as either Jules or perhaps the wise man, Neatalba.
Oh, yes. Neatalba. Hang on. Clicks a button attached to a box on his hip and puts his hand to his ear. Do we know the status and location of Neatalba? He's at Flaminio's. All right. Oh, okay. They're at Flaminio's. Got it.
They?
Yes, they. That's their pronouns.
Oh, okay.
They are at the Flaminio's. It's a little bit of a distance away, but it's not too far. I would say maybe three or four blocks that way.
How about you out? You know where they are? Or both you outs?
Okay, hang on. Do we know where you outs are at? Yes, both of them. No, I don't know where that one... They're gone? Oh, they're being recast. Okay, so... Sorry. The younger is at the big building up on the hill. The mansion or the head chamber. I don't know what they call it. But Nuat the Elder, that's been recast. They're looking for someone right now. But I'm sure that we'll have somebody in there in no time. I'm sorry, Princess. My humble apology. I wish I knew. No, please don't kill me.
I have no reason to kill you at this time.
I hope it remains that way.
And as far as Camilla and Casilda, are they at the palace or?
Yes.
Okay.
And he grits his teeth. The ladies in waiting are preparing their promenade and parade. And he's playing with his shirt a little bit. He seems to be getting more and more nervous.
Perhaps you'd be so kind as to take me to, perhaps, Neatalba.
By the way, is this the Access and Egress Theater?
No. Access and Egress is a little bit, it's away. We call it the A&E because Access and Egress is just kind of silly, right?
I mean, I suppose.
I mean, it means entry and exit, right?
Well, I mean, unless you're British and A&E is the emergency room.
Oh. I didn't know that.
Entry and exit to where?
I don't know. Somebody was being cheeky. I mean, Flaminio is a guy's name. I mean, this is the Round Theater. Guess what? It's not in the round.
Is it at least a three-quarter stage?
No. Oh, I'm sorry. I have to go. Please make sure the door doesn't click closed. We really like our smoke breaks and having access. Thank you.
Can you, before you go, could you just point us in the direction of the places you mentioned?
Oh, sure. He reaches out and pulls out a piece of paper from his pocket. He starts to draw directions with his grease pen on the paper. All right, that should be, I gotta go. Please, your highnesses.
Thank you very much. This will be remembered. Your kind, okay. Your favor.
Thank you.
Carry on.
He turns and runs back while looking back, and he hear him click the little box. You would not believe who the hell just showed up before he disappears into the darkness.
Carefully close the door, crouching down to stick the folded up carton underneath before standing up, dusting off my hands. Well, I'm not entirely sure that I like the sound of someone being recast.
Yeah, but that shouldn't be a surprise. Didn't we tell Reagan to get someone out of here?
Yeah, I'm just surprised that it got figured out that quickly. We just got off the phone with
fair.
Her.
Fair. Oh, wow, you're true. You're right.
Didn't he say that Uat has been recast?
Well, there's the two Uats. I think they're looking actively recasting. I'm hoping that doesn't involve Reagan as the person that was probably the closest by when that could have been discovered.
I hope we can find Reagan.
Me too.
I think we should split up, perhaps. River and I should split up, as eventually, I'm assuming they'll want us together. We'll be herded back together at some point by stagehands. So if one of us takes Ari and Rowan, you go with the other one, it'll be easy enough to get back to at least the four of us together.
All right, what directions do we want to go? One person goes to the wise one. I don't remember his name, their name.
Yeah, Talba.
One goes there.
Why don't we start with Uat the Younger and Niatalba, and then Camilla and Casilda? I feel like that's
going to be our end point, I think. That's where you're going to get herded back together, I think.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So we're just assuming that we're going to end up on back at the stage at some point? They're herding us there?
We're assuming that we're going to end up at the palace, because I assume that's where the masquerade is going to take place.
Yeah, we're important players. I'm sure they'll come looking for us.
Yeah, you and I are bit rolls, my friend. These two have lines and everything.
Yeah.
Hey, no small parts, no, just small actors.
I'm not even that. I try not to be an actor at all, but here we are.
Yeah, it's just like my advisor always says, no stupid questions, just stupid students.
Wait, I'm Thale, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought.
All right, I feel like we don't want to waste a whole lot of time, so Ross, which one do you want, and who do you want to go with you?
I'll go toward Niatalba, I suppose. Ari, who do you want to go towards, Niatalba or with the Younger? Where do you think?
Should we have a weapon with each group?
That seems... Do you have yours with you, River?
Yes.
All right. Then Ross and I think, and
okay.
River and Ari, just to... I think that's smart, River. Ari, do you have an opinion about Uat or Niatalba?
Not really.
All right.
Where do you want me? You're the experts at this.
Rowan is going to pull a coin out of her pocket. Heads or tails?
Tails.
She flips it. All right, that's heads. You'll go to Niatalba, we'll go to Uat.
Okay.
Perfect. River, do you take a photo of the map?
I can try. Photos have been kind of iffy.
Rowan, why don't you also take a photo of the map?
Yeah, got it. She's already pulling her phone out.
River, if you prefer, you can have the paper one.
No, let's see if a photo works.
We both check ours.
You each take a picture of the hand-drawn map. It's surprisingly good, with perspective and shading, as well as two suns that have been drawn overhead to provide the appropriate shading.
Excellent artwork, especially with a grease pen. My goodness, this person has a career outside of here.
If they can ever find the outside.
Yeah, well, that is the question.
Well, shall we go?
Allons-y.
You head off in separate directions. Those that are heading to Niatalba, you follow the directions to the Flaminio. This part of the city appears to be a little bit more affluent, or at least it's got a fresher coat of paint on the facades. The entryway to the theater has some fairly wide marble steps with Roman-like columns and double doors. A couple holding hands walks out of the doors. They look at you and they smile, and I can't believe they're doing that here. This place is fantastic. I was just amazed at everything that they did.
Oh, what is it they're doing?
And I can't give away the show.
Well, I suppose that's understandable.
But which show?
I guess we can tell you the name of the show. They both look at each other. It's called Asleep in the Deep.
Asleep in the Deep? Like the song?
I that might be the name of the song. I'm not sure. That's not my expertise.
That's Weird. Okay. Are there boats or oceans in the show?
No, but there are fish.
Oh, I like fish.
Okay, it's just fish, not fish people.
I mean, they're... Meza, meza, como si, como sa. Yes, no, 50% here, half over here, half dozen. And choose your metaphor that's wrong.
Half people, half fish? Are we talking mermaids?
Mermen. Oh, tritons.
Oh. Okay.
Ethel Merman?
I can imagine Ethel Merman up there.
Say, did you happen to see Niatalba?
No.
Recently.
I'm sorry. Sorry, Your Highness. We have to go.
Break a leg.
They head off at a very quick pace and disengage from you. Like, something went wrong.
I guess I shouldn't have said that.
You head inside, and the entry room, the antechamber, if you will, is very nicely decorated. Very rich, if you will. Into the house itself, there are red double doors that are covered in velvet. The buttons on the doors have a design on them. In the lobby here, you see that there are what look like medieval torture devices. Ari, you are a little excited when you realize that that Iron Maiden looks to be a stage prop from a Houdini performance.
Oh, wow. Hey. Ari's gonna go over and start looking at it with the museum hands behind his back, leaning forward.
Maybe we should not play with the torture devices?
I'm not playing with it, I'm looking. That's why my hands are back here. It's not a torture device. Well, it's not a real torture device. It's a magic show prop.
How can you tell?
Well, no, it's an illusion. I mean, not like something you can't see, but it just... I don't know, when you've studied real ones and you also study stage magic, you just kind of recognize the difference.
Okay. Still, we are kind of looking for somebody, and I don't think they're inside.
The door opens up, and a person that's wearing a white mask, but dressed in a red-jacketed tuxedo with a tall box hat on their head. We're ready for the next seating. Please move to the front. And he steps back and motions his hand for you to enter.
Is there anybody else in this lobby?
No, just the two of you.
Look at River.
I look at Ari, shrug, and start walking toward the door.
Well, I guess... Is there a label for which rows are the splash zone?
You hear a bit of a chuckle underneath the mask. But those are the best. Don't worry, we have club soda to get out any blood that might appear on your clothing.
Oh, well, this is all white. I have to be really careful with it. I have to return it.
That is good. We understand.
Yes, and I'm expected at the masquerade.
Yes, my lord. And he closes the door behind you. And you hear a bunch of locks locking the door behind you.
Well, that's not ominous at all.
The room is dark, and you see there are small, bright lights on the floor that show you your walkway down, and you see that there is a stage ahead of you. After you take your first step, you hear what sounds like a record player beginning to play. The music is... classical. There's a bit of scratching and noise in the music that's being played. Ari, you recognize this as Asleep in the Deep. It's a song that was used by, well, you know about it, right?
Yeah, this is Houdini always used it when he performed.
You take a few more steps down, and the curtain draws open. A booming voice from off stage.
Alone she watches, seeing but never seen. A mask in hand and a mask on the floor. Water, water, water. Blood in the water. if it's not resolved in the time needed.
From the ceiling, a large tank of water is being lowered. There's two or three bands around the glass tank, and you see there are fish inside. Small, round fish that are the size of your hand. A little bit of red in color.
Do I recognize the fish?
Give me a science roll, please, sir.
Uh, 68 isn't going to miss any of my science. I've got a 62 in chemistry, a 43 in environmental.
Yeah, it does not succeed the environmental on that for you. But you think these might be piranha?
These are probably piranha.
Oh, yay.
Just based on how horrible this place is. So this is an escape act? There's probably plexiglass or something between the actual person and the fish, or there would be.
Yeah, if it weren't here, probably.
If it weren't here, yeah.
Yeah.
Mermaids have been known to draw men to their deaths. They called them like sirens. They called them to the depths of the ocean. Men and women that were lonely, that needed companionship. By the decree, they are hiding things. They come from Devil's Reef. We all know that Devil's Reef is not a good place. It is an unholy place. And for that, I present to you our first piece of entertainment.
You see being lowered upside down is someone in a straitjacket, but their legs or their tail is a shimmering, scaly number that catches all of the glint and all of the wonderful things. Regan, it seems as though that the bag has been taken off of your head, and you see that your arms are wrapped in a white straitjacket, and you look down and you see that there is a tank of water right below your head as you're being lowered quickly down into it.
So help me God if you get my curls wet.
It just keeps lowering faster and faster. And yes, your hair hits the water and you see some of the fish start to circle in the water itself. River and Ari.
Ari, how bad is it going to be if we save her?
How? I mean, a lot less bad than if we don't. I mean, if we don't save her, we don't save her, and that's not exactly a nice way to go, either the drowning or the piranha.
As the mermaid twists and turns, River and Ari, you recognize this as Regan.
I'm going to run up to the edge of the stage and see if I can spot any way of pulling her back up.
The wings of the stage are darkened, and there are multitudes of curtains hiding the wings. It gets lower, and her hair is now fully submerged, and now her head and her shoulders.
I'm going to run up and stand next to the tank.
The tank itself is about 6 feet up, where the top is more than 10 feet from where you're at, because the tank itself is suspended.
Are there any ladders for assistance or anything?
No, not that you see.
Then how are they going to lock the lid? Because that's how the illusion's supposed to work.
I don't think they need to lock the lid. I don't think she's going to last that long. Stand back, Ari.
Okay, are you going to order them to shut it down or something?
I'm going to pull out my pistol and shoot the tank.
Oh my God! Ah!
Go ahead and give me a firearms roll.
40 out of 48.
Go ahead and give me a luck roll.
27.
Excellent. You hear the sound of a ricochet as only a tiny chip hits the glass and the bullet flies off in another direction. It did not shatter. It did not break. But the gunshot sounded off, and the report echoed throughout this wonderful acoustics.
I already tried that. It's magnetically sealed.
You hear the sound of clicking as the stocks that are holding her feet land into place. Both of you go ahead and give me an alertness roll.
61 out of 58.
14 out of 40.
Looking up, you see that there are two people dressed all in black with black masks sliding down the ropes that are suspending the tank above. When one of them moves their hand, you see there is a reflective light on each of the palms of their right and left hand, respectively. It catches your eye, and you see the locks up above click when they close the locks above. And then it seems as though that they're being levitated up. You think it might be just a sophisticated pulley system. It's still up there a bit. If someone was to get on top.
Okay, River, boost me.
Okay. And I make a stirrup with my hands.
Okay. River, what's your strength?
My strength is 10.
Go ahead and give me a strength roll times 5, please. And Ari?
Yeah?
Give me an athletics roll.
I should be terrible at that. Oh, 28 out of 30.
River?
99.
River, you are able to help Ari up. And you shift just a little bit, and Ari, you grab hold of one of the supporting lines. You weren't planning on it, but it seems as though River kind of shifted a little bit. And when you did, one of the lines disconnected, and now the tank is hanging by 3 wires. You hear a crowd or an audience go,
"Ooh!"
You're up on top, but it's hanging precariously and it's starting to swing. Regan, the water is swirling now, and outside the tank, because you've got your eyes open, you see that River is there, and he's looking you directly in your face.
Great. I'm not close to like any walls or anything that I feel like I'm going to get like hit by glass or anything, right? Like it's just the water that's
No,
that's
you slap against the glass once or twice.
Okay, great.
It's not so much, but the thing is these fish that are around you are now being agitated as you're bumping into them as well. And you feel something kind of tug on your elbow and you kind of glance and the water itself is fairly clear, but you're still looking through water, and it looks like one of the fish is trying to bite your arm through this heavy canvas. And then another one. You feel another, like, pick, if you will, on your mid-lower back.
Okay. Not a whole lot she can do about that. I, nor Reagan, I would say, have an extensive knowledge of how straitjackets work, but I do believe that there is a strap situation where she should be able to kind of see if she can wiggle one of her arms to start moving it upward and see if she has enough leverage to kind of scoot one arm over and, like, release that one strap side. Does that make sense?
Go ahead and give me a dexterity roll, minus 20.
Okay. Okay, that's a 31.
What's your dexterity?
My dexterity is 50.
Minus 20 is a 30. So that's a fail. But you're not doing too bad. You're trying there. You're wiggling. Those outside the tank hear polite clapping coming from the audience. All right, you're up on top. What are you going to do up here now?
I'm going straight to the hinges, and I grab the pins and try to pull them out, because that's how the illusion was done.
Go ahead and give me, I think you've got art stage magic?
Yes, I do. Art is stage magic, and special training is escape.
Okay.
For that.
Yep.
39 out of 40.
Okay. You pop the pins out. They're a little bit hard going, and you're also swinging. Because it was River that so gloriously failed, go ahead and give me a luck roll. River.
Oh, you're going to make me use dice again.
Yeah, I'm going to make you use dice again.
78.
While it was swinging, the other wire on the same side, holding the tank, lets loose. The crowd,
ooh,
with a greater intensity. River, you barely move out of the way before this swings and almost smashes you in the head. You hear the sound of metal pins falling to the ground. Ari, you're holding on to one of the other cables while you're still up here. And Reagan, you feel like you might be in a washing machine. What are you all going to do? We're going to start with River.
So this tank is tipping now?
Yes.
I want to try to make it tip even more. And yes, I know Ari's on top.
So you're going to try to swing it, like push it?
I want to try to spill the water out.
All right. So you're underneath it trying to push up on it, yes?
I think so.
Okay. Give me a strength roll. All right, what are you doing?
If the pins are out of the hinges, then I'm trying to open the lid of the hinges so that I can get to Reagan.
Give me an athletics roll.
I'm still bad at that. Whoa.
Strength is 31 out of 50.
Okay.
Athletics is 15 out of 30. Thank you.
You're able to hold on and open up the leg stocks. Reagan, you feel your feet being freed and water starting to pour out. River, there is now water pouring out onto the stage. Reagan, what are you doing?
If I can tell that the water is going down, she's going to continue trying to wriggle out of the straitjacket.
Okay. Go ahead and give me another dexterity check. And again, this is at a minus 20.
36.
Okay. You're getting close. You're just right there. You feel one of the fish in there take a good bite of your right hip. It bites through the scale. And it hurts. It hurts like a son of a bitch. Water is pouring out. Ari, what are you doing since the tank is now being tilted?
I'm going to try and pull her up, but I don't know if I'm strong enough to do that.
Well, best way, let's roll strength.
55 out of 50.
Okay.
I'm not strong enough to do that.
Nope, but you are strong enough to roll a critical fumble. Go ahead and roll 1d4 for me.
One.
Go ahead and roll 1d10 for me.
Oh, God. 7.
All right, I want you to put your hands up. Both your hands up.
This is an audio medium.
I realize that. But I want you to count your fingers until you get to the 7th finger.
And, oh, no. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
All right, so that is that's the pointer finger on your left hand, yes?
This is what I get for counting European style.
You feel a sharp pain as something has bit the tip of your finger. And then it gets real warm and then really cold as there's now blood in the water as you're missing the tip of your left index finger. But there's a very happy piranha with the tip of your finger.
That's a lot better than I was expecting because I thought the lid was gonna slam down on my finger and lose the whole thing.
You pull your hand out and I'm gonna need a strength roll from you, Ari, because you're hanging on with one hand.
37 out of 50.
So you're still hanging, but your feet are off. With your feet free, Reagan, you think you might be able to wiggle your way out. And water is starting to pour. River, give me another strength as it's... Actually, give me a constitution roll. Because you're, this thing's heavy.
Oh, thank you. That's better. 10 out of 60.
All right. So you're still holding, but you're starting to strain, and the water is pouring out, and there is flapping of fish on the ground. The voice off stage.
the fear of never seeing again. This father's daughter, is he in the same place? Is he being called by a siren? What is he going to do?
And there is a polite clapping from the crowd again.
Can you clarify what you mean by her feet are free? Because my impression of what's happening is that she was dangling by her feet. So if her feet are free, she falls in my envisioning of what happens.
Yes. So you are in water. The tank is about at, I would say, maybe like a 45 degree angle.
Okay.
You still have some buoyancy.
Right. But now I essentially have the ability to swim, albeit difficult, without my arms. Okay,
yes.
Great. Yeah, she would like to try and climb up that angle and head towards the edge.
Go ahead and give me a swim roll.
That is probably not going to make it. Mm-mm, 25 on a 20.
You turn yourself around and you look up and you see that there is blood in the water. You see Ari hanging by one hand and has his hand just outside the top of the water. You can't reach out to him. But Ari, you can grab hold of her hair, which is kind of flowing up.
I'm going to yell, "Sorry, Reagan, please don't kill me." And I'm going to grab whatever I can to try and haul her out of there, because she's been in there for a while.
Give me a strength roll.
Oh, God. 40 out of 50.
You pull with Reagan swimming. Reagan, your head breaks through the top of the water as he's pulling you out by your hair. Good thing you have got good, strong, healthy hair.
I mean, not that I want to put myself in more peril, but that seems unlikely. It is more likely that I'm going to wind up adding more blood to the water if you catch my drift. So I'm not loving this.
If I'm able to get her into reach, I'd love to grab something other than her hair, like a
like the 10,000 straps.
Or an arm. Yeah, or straps or something.
You're able to do so. You get her out. I mean, you let go of the hair when you get the chance to do that. She sinks just a tiny bit, but you're able to pull her out. And you try to pull her out of the tank. Now, all three of you need to roll your luck. I hope none of you fail.
Is it better if we land on river or the stage?
You know for a fact that this tank dry weighs about 1,000 pounds. With the water, it's over 1,000 pounds.
Well, I got a 29.
I got a 28.
19.
Reagan, you tumble out of the top as the weight shifts. Ari, you let go as well as your hands are now wet and you realize that your left hand really hurts. And River, it's just too heavy for you, especially when the third cable snaps and you let go. You tumble out from about 8 feet up. Reagan, I'm going to ask you to roll 1d4, and Ari, I would like for you to roll 1d4 as well.
Two.
As you both land with the thud, are you trying to land on your feet, but the ground is covered in water and you think you slipped on a fish, kind of rolled your ankle a little bit and you landed on your ass. And Reagan, you took a straight up back bump and because you tipped forward and landed on your back, causing all of the air to rush out. And above you, the water escape tank is swinging violently from one cable.
Time to move.
I'm going to try to drag Reagan clear.
You push Reagan out of the way, and Ari slips as he starts to backpedal, and you hear a snap. Rowan and Ross, you head toward the very large building, the mansion, the palace, if you will. It seems as though that those that you see that are walking kind of bow, and a few of them that are dressed in tabards, but tabards wearing modern clothes, they motion their arms for you kind of like this way. You arrive at the gates and the gates are open, and there you see that there are a few people standing guard with spears and fancy tabards. It looks as though that they are in full costume, though.
I'm going to fall in behind Ross and just kind of be like, time to put your game face on there, Princelin.
Mm-hmm. And I'll walk up and say, I'm here to see Uat the Younger.
Yes, I believe that they are in preparations.
Could you take me to somewhere to wait for them then?
He looks over at one of the other guards and they nod, and the other guard walks over and replaces him completely. He turns with a very deliberate step and he starts to march, almost as though that he is one of the palace guards or the queen's guards, or now the king's guards, and walks upstairs to the front door. It is opened by hands that are unseen and walks into an elaborate room. There are staircases that lead up. There is in front of you a open garden and pool with fountains and greenery. And it looks like there are tables being set up. The guard does an about turn to the left, and swinging their arms, they begin to walk up the stairs. You're following behind, and they take you through a labyrinthine style of halls where you are deposited at a door. Prince, here is your room.
Thank you.
The guard knocks on the door and then takes up post next to the door.
If you could have Uat the Younger brought here when they're ready.
Oh, they are inside.
Oh, thank you. I'll go inside.
Inside, you see a lovely bedroom, a large pillar posted bed. There is a person with short hair that's got a fresh undercut, and their hair is a vibrant purple, sitting at a vanity. Turn and look. Yes, what do you want? Oh, wait, you're me.
What?
You are Vale, right?
Yes, I'm Vale.
Uat the Younger, in some of these things, is Vale.
Interesting.
I am Uat the Younger. You are Vale. But you're not Vale. Something's not right. Wait a second. And they stand up and start to come toward you. They're not very tall. A little bit over 5 foot tall. Their clothing is masculine presenting, but there's still a bit of androgyny here.
Does the description match the description of royal that we have?
Yes. They come up to you and are you... They poke you in the chest. Poke you kind of hard.
I'm real, if that's what you're trying to figure out.
Bend down.
Mm-hmm. I do.
They take their thumb and start to rub it on your forehead.
Oh, can you see that?
You can't?
No. But I have seen
it. But you know it's there.
I know it's there.
You know it's
there.
Oh, you're not... Oh, yeah. All right. So you're not from here.
No.
Is anyone from here?
Yes, there's a lot of them, but there are some that aren't. But hot damn.
We've been looking for you, Royal.
Who are you and where are you from?
And Rowan will reach into her jacket, pull out her badge and show it.
The FBI?
You're missing, and we've been sent to look for you.
Okay. All right.
Do you want to go home?
Fuck yes.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. The people have been acting really strange. I was not entirely confident the answer was going to be yes there.
This is some of the worst isekai bullshit I have ever, ever, ever fucking had to work or read
through. Seriously, though.
Like, I've dubbed some weird shit, and it doesn't get weirder than this. But. You don't care about... Well, we're not going to talk about the drugs.
Oh, I don't give a shit about that.
All right, good.
Seriously, I want to get you out of here. I want to get you home. I want to get all of you home if we can.
We already got someone out. I'm not entirely sure who.
Was it Simone? But
no, it must have been...
We're not sure.
Well, they said they had to recast Uat the Older.
Oh.
So it must have been
Olga. Olga's sweet. Olga pulled a diva trick. She locked herself in the room and wouldn't come out to play. I was not that smart because I never worked in the theater. Usually when people that are directors say, hey, let's go, or assistant stage managers say, hey, let's go, you don't piss them off and you go do what they say. Because an angry stage manager is not something you want to deal with.
Boy, ain't that the truth.
I should not have listened. I should have stayed home. I should have stayed in that place. You know the room that they had me set up in? Had this weird tree with all these tiny little bottles on it, and I had to keep rewinding this friggin' music box.
That sounds like some Five Nights at Freddy's bullshit.
Right?
Okay,
I'm sick of this whole thing.
No, I'm confident that you are. We have located Johan. He will not be joining us. We are trying to find the others.
Wait a second. Last time I saw Johan, Johan had a, like, you know, a buster sword sticking through his chest.
Oh, that explains a bit, actually. I don't know how graphic you want me to be while we're here. I will tell you. It's up to you whether you want me to tell you right now or later.
You know what? We could talk about that later. I knew he died as soon as he hit the floor. Because, you know, your eyes kind of glaze over, and that was a lot of blood. You don't survive from things, something like that. Wait, did he survive?
We don't think so. No.
Okay. It's a shame. He actually was not a bad guy. Weird, but not bad.
Interesting.
So I don't mean to be rude, but, do we know how to get out of here?
We have an idea. If we can get to the A&E Theater.
God, I fucking hate that place.
You know where it is?
It's on Hyde and something.
No, the version of it here.
Oh, there's a version here? Oh, shit. That makes sense. All the world's a stage, right?
So they say.
So if we can get back there, we should be able to get out from there if they haven't locked it. But that is how we got someone out already.
Okay.
Based on how fast that they figured out that someone was missing, though, I don't think people should go out in ones and twos. If we can get everyone out at once, that's going to be the safest.
Yeah. On the other hand, if we have the opportunity to get someone out,
yes, we should true. Wait.
But like if we find another way, but I think we should plan on trying to get everyone together at the same time.
Absolutely. So, Royal, we've been using the fact that he's royalty here to try and push our way into things.
Oh. Does it work?
Usually.
So far.
Huh.
Yeah, might be worth trying.
They take it very seriously.
All right, so we found you.
They have others with us looking for Jules.
No, oh, Jules. Oh, I miss Jules.
Do you know where anyone else is? Our assumption is that...
No, but I worry because...
Camille and Casilda should be here, though, right? This is the palace.
Simone is going to be with the women in red.
Oh, damn it. We were at that theater.
Oh, it's a... Those are Simone's people, because according to this one, they pull up a pamphlet. Simone, or Casilda, becomes the queen in red. King in yellow, the queen in red. Now, I don't know where Richard's at. Now, Richard's a dick, but Richard...
He seems like he's going to be hard to find. It's until the finale, the masquerade.
Do I have to wait?
Well...
I mean, fuck Anita.
If we can get you out before then, perhaps that we can do that. We'll see how long everything takes.
All right.
But I think it's going to be easier to find everyone else than it is going to be to find Richard.
Let me put on my shoes. They walk over, sit down at the vanity, and put on these tall-heeled and buckled shoes. Very princely-like. Hate these. They don't fit right.
I hate to ask kind of an insensitive question, but are you going to be able to run in those if needed?
No, probably not.
Great.
But it gives me about 2.5 inches of height, because rarely do people take short people serious when they're trying to be mean.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, well, then we'll have to try to avoid running if we can. Although, given how these things tend to be...
I could try. Now, these aren't femme high heels. These
no,
are like,
I'm picturing, okay. Like, French Revolution masculine heel shoes.
Yep, that's it exactly.
Do you think we'll be able to get Anita here, then?
You don't like her at all.
No.
Well, I do still want to try to get her out, even if she's unpleasant.
Okay.
If we can get her out, we should.
She should be on the opposite side. I think it's the same exact room as this one. I went over there once. Wait a second. How long have we been here?
6 months. How long has it been for you?
Their eyebrows, you notice they're drawn on, but their eyebrows raise up pretty high. It's only been about 2 weeks. I mean, I've only slept a handful of times, a dozen times.
Time is a bit weird here, I think. I mean, when we came over, it was nighttime in San Francisco, but edging toward daylight here. Yeah.
At least we're going back to San Francisco, right?
Well, that's the hope. Unless we find somewhere else to sip out into and then figure out how to get home.
All right, I think we could probably...
bop over?
I think we should be... We think we can push our way into seeing Anita if we wanted to. But after that, I don't know... I don't think we're going to be able to leave easily.
It's still a while to the masquerade, isn't it?
You know, now that you mention the time is not the same, I don't know. But you know what? We've got these crowns, right? Or proverbial crowns, right? Let's use them.
Yeah.
I really want a Diet Coke so bad.
Yes.
So bad.
Thank you.
I'd kill for a good cup of coffee right now, but...
They've got coffee in droves, but Diet Coke... I wonder if I asked for Diet Coke.
Hold on. We're assuming this is the same rules as Fairyland. We've been trying not to eat or drink here.
Well, I got some bad news for you, because I had some tiramisu this morning. That was amazing.
I'm sure. Well, we're going to have to hope that it's not the actual rules of Fairyland, but that's what we've been operating under. All right, let's do this.
All right, so we get ready, and I'll open the door with authority and tell the guard that we'd like to see Camilla.
Would you like me to take you to her quarters, sir?
Yes, that would be great.
Yes, Your Highness. Please follow me. He takes a step out. Does an about face and turns and marches. Royal looks up at you. No shit.
Mm-hmm.
Rules of the game, rules of this particular world. You got a crown, use it.
Up, up, down, down, left, right, A, B, B, A, start.
Yep.
I wonder if I got an extra life out of that.
Hope so. I'm going to let those two go in front. The way I'm picturing it is that it's Ross, Royal, me. All of the R names lined up in a neat little row.
When you step back, you see Ross and Royal meld into one, almost. You see an outline of Royal kind of inside Ross, and then... Royal grows taller and Ross shrinks just a tiny bit in your vision. There is a weird crackling halo around them, an aura around them, and the aura is golden.
I'm going to step up a little bit and see if I can touch individually Royal.
When you do that, they're now standing apart.
Okay. I'm going to look at Royal and stage whisper, stay about 6 paces away from them.
Okay.
I'll explain later, but stay at least a little bit away from them.
With the distance between them, they don't merge. When you walk down the stairs and the guard takes you to the opposite end of this manor, you notice that you are following the same directions, but just in opposite. In mirror. In front of the door, you see that there are two guards, one masculine and one feminine, standing guard in front of a door. You notice the door jamb has scratches on it.
Like animal scratches?
It looks like it. The guard walks up to the door, knocks, and steps aside, so he's now stacked up on the other side of the door. With the other guard in between him and the door, and makes a motion for the prince and Yuat the Younger to enter.
I will knock on the door.
Yes?
It's Prince Vale.
One moment. The door opens up and you see a very attractive woman dressed in a daily gown. Her room is overturned with things tossed left and right. And there is a shattered mirror at the vanity. Her eyes are bloodshot. Royal! And then she shakes her head. No, no, Uat. Uat.
I kind of just usher Rowan and Royal in behind me and close the door.
So you've come. Shall we, are we going to just get this done and over with now? Beforehand? And you could have your witnesses?
Sorry,
I mean, Anita, we can right? consummate this relationship in private, but what good is that?
Anita, right? We're from San Francisco. We're here looking for you.
Are you all right?
I am Princess Camilla. Who are you?
Are you all right?
I am fine.
I look around the torn up room and then back at her bloodshot eyes.
Who are you?
Well, here, I'm nobody.
Good. Then nobody should be quiet.
Oh, I see why you hate her, Royal.
Royal looks up at you. Yep. Yep.
I don't blame you.
Your Highness, if you would like to leave this place, we can help you with that. If you don't, I guess that's up to you.
When Royal steps closer to Ross, you see them merge again.
Do I notice anything?
No.
Okay.
And Camilla puts up her hand. Well, my brother, we have yet to take the boat ride on Lake Holly. Shall we do that? Would you wish to go?
Do we know where the A&E Theater is? Is that on our map?
No.
Okay. Not at this time.
You deny me again. Why do you wish to deny me again?
You know, perhaps we will leave you here and come back for you later.
Fine, just abandon me. Abandon me like you always do. Now get out of my sight. I don't need you. When I become queen, I will make sure the nobodies are taken care of appropriately. And she turns and walks toward the corner of the room with her arms crossed. Royal is now standing in front of you, Rowan, and pursing their lips, makes a motion toward Anita or Camilla.
I look back at them and then reach over to touch the shoulder that's the closest to Ross's and just like gently guide them a little bit apart because my brain is hurting just thinking about this.
I'll give Rowan a kind of quizzical look.
I'll explain later.
Okay. I was just going to say softly, I think we should go. I don't think she's going to come willingly. We might just have to grab her on the way out.
Or now's the time to get her out of the palace. If you take the invitation down to the lake, she's out of here. That might be enough to help snap her back. It's a risk.
It's worth a shot. Okay. Sister.
Yes?
I have changed my mind. If you'd like to go to the lake, I'm happy to do that now.
Absolutely. If you allow me a moment to gather my things and get changed, please wait outside the door. Or unless you wish to help me.
Ross heads toward the door.
Rowan, your phone rings.
Jump violently at that.
Royal looks at you. That's a sound I haven't heard in a couple weeks.
Yeah, turns out phones actually work here. I'll pull the phone out.
What?
Did you never try?
I don't have...
Yeah, fair enough. Sorry. And I'll pull it out and look at it.
It's River.
Answer it, stepping aside. What's going on?
Okay, Ari and Reagan are hurt. It's nothing like threatening. Who do anything? And Piranha's... Oh, and by the way, we found Reagan.
I'm Tiana Hansen, and I play Rowan.
I'm Seth Jones, and I play River.
I'm Joseph Newman, and I play Ross.
I'm Christy Bauer, and I play Reagan.
I'm Ben Soslowski, and I play Ari.
I'm Dan Voskevich, the Handler. Our story is based upon the role-playing game Delta Green by Arc Dream Publishing. Delta Green is created by Dennis Detweiler, Adam Scott Glancy, and John Scott Tynes. Season 7 is an adaptation written by me, Dan Voskevich, based on the fragments of the King chapters written by John Wick, Toby Abad, Fabian Badia, Ben Warner, and Rob Justice. Our intros this season were written by Alondra Heilman and performed by Grant Corvin, with additional voices by John Wick, Fabian Badia, and Ben Warner. If you like our story, there are a few ways you can support us. First, you can check out our Patreon page, www.patreon.com/theredactedreports. Patrons of our podcast will receive early access to episode, Rowan's written reports for each story, as well as other goodies and opportunities exclusive to our patrons. We offer special thanks to our $20 and up patrons, Stephen Schwartz, Danny, Tom Padula, Kit Thompson,
Lady Bedivere,
Heather Ney, Jen Obertaz, Bomb Clancy, Naya Fenris, Shrek Manning, Red Dead Coquette, Ginger Fury, Dr. Christian Lehman, Devils, Robbie Nowell, J. Matthews 85, Flynn Gallagher, Phoenix Team Handler Dennis, Knitting Daddy Greg, Multicam Yeti, Scott Miller, Rogue, Jacqueline Parrish, and Monsieur Quack. If you can't support us directly, that's okay. Please support us by telling people about us. Leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts and follow us on all the usual social media sites. Also, check out our website, www.theredactedreportspodcast.com. All of our handouts are archived there, and if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can reach out to Agent Harker through the contact form there. The Redacted Reports is edited and produced by Tiana Wren Hansen and is distributed by Quests and Chaos. If you like what you hear with us, give Quests and Chaos YouTube channel a visit. They play Dungeons & Dragons and Call of Cthulhu on a weekly basis and have a bunch of content archived on their YouTube channel. Additional undercurrent music, Rowan Rising, was composed and orchestrated by Alan Strickland, A-L-L-E-N. You can find him at alanstrickland.net for his classical compositions. Join us next week. In the sins of the father, retribution comes due. Beryl Spall dwindle to anxious supply, and we face a threat with such a human goal we cannot succumb, lest it gluttonizes us from within and without.